Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Where you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got Lynn Morella back on the show. Lynn is one of our favorite Brain Trust members. He had a distinguished career in the military in service to our country. He has had many posts in that area, including with NATO and with the Defense Department. He holds an MBA and a doctorate degree. Dr. Morella has gone on to have a career teaching people about ethics, and he's written at least a couple of books on the topic, In Search of Ethics. And then, of course, I have not only the original but also the second edition of In Search of Ethics, and it's about conversations with men and women of character. Lynn Morella, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be with you, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Character. That is such a useful word, isn't it? It's such a handy utilitarian word, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, more people talk about it than do it. More people talk the talk and less walk the walk, unfortunately.
And character, but think about all the different ways character is used. Good character, poor character, he's a character. You know what I mean? It's a handy word, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So should we spend more time contemplating and working on our character?
There's no doubt in my mind.
I mean, would that be a good? I mean, should we wake up in the morning? I'm serious, literally, should we wake up in the morning and say, what is my character going to portray today? What do you think?
Well, I think that it's a very underestimated concept, because I think in our society there's just so much gloss and so much effort to pretend to be what we're not.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, you lose credibility. People are not dumb. They understand when you're a straight arrow, when you're straightforward, and when you're honest, and when you're responsible, and when you're respectful. And when you pretend to be something that you're not, you lose credibility. And when you lose credibility, you lose trust. And trust is such an important ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lubricant of life, really.
Well, but trust is a byproduct of character.
That's correct.
And it is not the mothership. And so, although we spend a lot of time on the show talking about trust, we have a number of trust experts, including you. But I want to come. I'm trying to get back to this bedrock, to this fundamental element of what we could do in the morning when we wake up. I know you attribute this to Socrates. I attribute it to this, and maybe both of them said it to Confucius, but what I saw was that Confucius 2,500 years ago said that something, I think what he said was, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. And Socrates says something similar to that, didn't he?
Well, I paraphrase Socrates when he says, if we all could be what we pretend to be,
yeah,
what a great world it would be.
Exactly. So what should we be? What are we? What do we pretend to be? And that's all part of our character, and we have character flaws. We talk about one of the things I talk about is a character moment when people are faced with a situation, and they can go either way. They can go the right way or the wrong way, and that's a character moment, isn't it?
It is indeed. When I do some work at West Point every year on teaching aspiring cadets. And one of the points I make to them is that leaders of character seek to discover the truth, decide what is right, and then have the courage and commitment to act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that last part that some of us stumble on.
And that courage. Deciding what is right has a lot to do with our perspective on ourselves and on the people around us, doesn't it? Because what is right, and you talk about this in your book, where you talk about the different base thinking, the end base, the rule base, the care base thinking, that at that moment, that's when your character is answering your question, which is, do I care more about myself at this moment, or do I care more about my other people, or am I trying to find something that's good for all?
And Jeremy Bentham, the philosopher, was a big advocate of ends-based thinking. Do what's right for the most people. That's where that philosophy comes
from. Like a democracy.
And I guess it was Immanuel Kant who talked about rules-based. What I do, I want everybody to do, is it's a rule that everybody, that all of us should follow.
Right.
You know, forget the consequences, just follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the care-based is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right. And so...
And without rationalizing, you know, there are ways you can use those decision rules to rationalize, but that's not the end game.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk... I want to talk some more about this character thing. I want to get Lynn to help us develop this, because what I want all of us to have, me included, is a little handy, a little thought, a little handle. Put a handle on this thought. So when we wake up in the morning, we say, okay, what's my character going to be? How's it going to behave today? And what tools do I have to build better character? And Lynn will help us with that. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes? We got something you can do anywhere in between those times on any topic under the small business sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And check out my newsletter. Subscribe to that while you're there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Lynn Morella is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of a number of books on ethics and behavior. And his second edition of In Search of Ethics is out. But I also think there may be a third edition. Is that actually available right now, Lynn?
That's correct. Yeah, there is a third edition.
Congratulations.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
So what I did in the third edition, incidentally, I should tell you, is I've added a number of educators. I put a whole section on character education in
right.
schools, because I think that's where it's so important.
So your book is full of somebody could read your book and find character mentors, ethical mentors.
Absolutely.
Couldn't they in your book? And folks, you know, I wonder, Lynn, are there, you know, I'm trying to, it's hard for me to say, and I don't want to make this call because of my, you know, my position and my age my long tenure in the marketplace. I guess I'm always looking for mentors, but at my age, you know, there are not that many left. But still, I think back on the mentors that I learned my ethics through. And interestingly, though, you may find this interesting, some of the people who mentored me about ethics did not have good character. They were not ethical people, but they mentored me about ethics anyway. I saw what I didn't want to do.
Oh, that's a negative role model, isn't it?
Yeah, and so my point is, couldn't someone who's, back to my theme of, I'm going to wake up this morning, you know, I wake up this morning, what is my character going to demonstrate today? As we look around at people who we work for, people who influence us, people who are more advanced and farther along in an endeavor than we are, you know, maybe we can, if we see someone behaving badly, that could be a teaching moment, couldn't it?
Absolutely. There are teaching moments every day. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with what your heart said. Do I want to be a person of character? Do I want to do the right thing? Because many people think, well, look at all the people that are doing the wrong thing and making money at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, most of those people get their comeuppance. My point is that I think it's just terribly important, the motivation that you have. And, you know, and as you know, Jim, I'm a product of the Military Academy at West Point.
Yep.
And when I think about, of all the places I've been in the world to talk about ethics and do ethical fitness seminars, I'm most impressed with West Point because they try so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And their mission statement says they want to be one of the premier institutions in the world to develop leaders of character with emphasis on character.
And recognizing that they're not perfect, but they do try hard.
They're not perfect, especially what's coming out of society nowadays. And they have mm-hmm. a motto that says duty, honor, country, and they mean it. And they have an honor code that says the cadet will lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate others who do. And they have mm-hmm. an alma mater that talks about keeping their honor untarnished. And they have a cadet prayer that asks to never accept the half truth and the whole truth can be one.
Mm-hmm.
And they live together, they play together, they work together, They have a hierarchy
but that's
of command.
And even there,
it's hard.
But that's an ethical petri dish. That's an ethical environment that's self-contained. That's almost it's an ecosystem. It's an ethical ecosystem.
Well, you're right.
The marketplace is not like that.
You're absolutely right.
And that's where I know you work with the cadets at West Point, but I was a cadet myself, Lynn, probably not too far long after you were. But I was out here, you know, on Main Street in a college, and I got my commission through a local university, and so we had our ethical bearings. We had the officers who trained us, but we didn't have that kind of an ecosystem like you had there that up there. So. You know, for a lot of us, it's a little bit more. It's more difficult.
Well, that was my point, Jim. My point was that even at a place where you have an ecosystem like that, even there, it's tough because it's the products that the society is pouring in there.
Because we're dealing with humans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, this thing about a character, thinking about who you are and what your character is like. Sometimes, Lynn, I have character moments, and I turn away from a character moment, and if I continue to turn away, it would have been a bad character moment for me. And I literally, hopefully, I have done this. I'm not going to say I've done it every time, but I literally have stopped myself and done an about face and gone back and done the right thing. My point is, just because you make a bad choice, there's never a time when you can't be redeemed. What do you think about that?
I agree with that 100%. All of us are imperfect in our own ways, and many of us rationalize our behavior to suit our immediate needs. But I can tell you this, you have a much better feeling about yourself and about life and about being happy,
mm-hmm.
and about being healthy when you can you know, maximize or optimize your character.
Right. One of the things that we do in this country that we've been doing for a long time now is we've gotten upside down with who we should admire, I think. We admire the golfer or the movie star or the musician more than we admire the guy or the lady who works the shift at the factory. And I think that's part of the problem we have, because everybody will fall short because we're humans. And when we come back, I'm gonna get Lynn to pick up on this thing about being careful who you look up to and how much how you revere certain people. Tintail, right back with Lynn Morella after these messages. Stay with us.
Time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Terry Stafford, not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. Welcome back, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blassingame. Lynn Morella is our guest. His new book, the third edition of In Search of Ethics. That means it's getting better and better, folks, and I'm happy to say that I'm the proud owner of two and about to be the proud owner of all three of those editions, and I encourage you to do so as well. Lynn, tell us how we can find your books, and tell us about your new website.
Well, the website is very interesting because it says a lot about what we do and where we do it in the world and how we might be able to help any of you who are interested in developing ethics in your organizations. The website is simply www.leadershipandethics.com.
All right, so check it out. And they can find more about the books there, too, right?
Yes, they can.
And the books are available wherever books are sold.
They're available, and you can email me, email the website, or email me at lenmorella@yahoo.com, and I'll send you to get a copy.
All right, sounds good. Folks, we're talking about ethics. We're talking about character. Lynn, as we went to the break, I was talking about some of the things that we invest in our heroes. And, you know, one of my heroes was my father. But also, you know, there are celebrities that I feel are heroes. Arnold Palmer is one of my heroes. I've gotten to know Arnold, and I think he's not a perfect person. He's an imperfect person. I think he would tell you that. but I admire the way he behaves in the marketplace. I've seen him do things, and I admire him. And so that's an example of a blue collar guy, which my father was, and a celebrity who I consider to be people I look up to. But whenever we do these things, we have to be careful, don't we? Because these are humans, and don't we have to look for opportunities to learn from them, to learn about character from them, either way, the good or the bad?
Absolutely, Jim. Because I think that what we don't recognize is how people are attracted, truly attracted to leaders of character, people that they trust. You know, I've seen people that would follow you through the fires of hell because they trust you and believe in you.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a celebrity. And matter of fact, most times it's not a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
There are teachers. There are. You know, you can think of all the Heisman Trophy winners and all the Academy Award winners, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're people that we want to emulate. Maybe so, but maybe not. Whereas people in our everyday life, it's amazing. You want to marry a person of character. You want to mm-hmm. be your best friend a person of character, because you can trust them. You know they're going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to respect you. They're going to be responsible in everything they do. They're going to be compassionate. They're going to be fair. And those are the elements of character.
And do you think that sometimes people in our world today are actually concerned about showing that kind of character, that it might seem a little goody-two-shoes kind of thing? I mean, do you think that actually happens?
I suspect it does, because it may not be the popular thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, what television and the internet and all our technology does for us is demonstrate glitz.
Yeah.
Glitz more than quality.
Mm-hmm.
Quantity more than quality.
Hype more than quality. But you know, the thing about it though is sometimes, you know, sometimes when you behave that way, you'll find out that somebody will come up to you later and say, you know what, I really admired what you did. And now everybody might not, but somebody may. And so you might have had an opportunity to make a difference for someone.
You know, St. Francis once said, preach the gospel every day, use words if necessary.
Say that again. I like that. This is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
Preach the gospel every day, use words if necessary.
And there's something else in your book.
And someone else also said, your life may be the only sermon somebody ever hears.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody else, I know I saw this in your book recently, that somebody said, don't listen to my words, watch my feet, or something like that.
Len Morella said that.
You said that. Okay, you said that. All right, I knew
watch,
I got...
Watch my feet, not my mouth.
There you go. That's. I knew that. That was from your book, so I'm glad to know I got the right person.
And that's so true, because it's easy to talk the talk.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to walk the walk.
Len, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is be the person you want to be. Live your life as if it was important to everybody watching you. And you'll feel much better about yourself if you can be a person of character. You'll be happier, you'll be healthier, and you'll be more successful in the end.
Yeah, well said, Len. Len Morella, ladies and gentlemen, the author of In Search of Ethics, third edition. I can't wait to get my copy, Len. And thank you so much for being here, as always.
It's always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Len Morella, ladies and gentlemen. And we've learned so much from him over the years. And remember, folks, be in reality what you appear to be. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Got one more after this one. In the meantime, remember this. Always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.